itanim sa Senado taong bayan ang panalo.
Plant a farmer in the Senate, it will be the people's victory.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, I am Danilo Cadaning Ramos, farmer, peasant worker, who genuinely lives and grew up in a farm.
Totoong nakatira at lumaki sa farm.
He is Danilo Ramos, a small family farmer, boldly launching his candidacy for the Philippine Senate in next year's national election.
Na mapili at maihanay.
He is so far the only candidate who represents small farmers among the many who have declared their candidacy.
Para katawanin at isulong.
Poor, marginalized, harassed, and threatened by powerful political and economic interests as well as the military, how can the likes of Ramos be able to push forward the agenda of small farmers like himself? This is Kodaw Radio, and this is Raymond Villanueva reporting from Manila. No less than the Philippine Statistics Authority, in its latest census in 2020, said that of the more than 115 million Filipinos belonging to more than 26 million households, only 13.4% or 3.5 million own agricultural lands. Of this small percentage, the average land holding per family is 1.3 hectares, significantly reduced from an average of nearly 3 hectares in 1980. Of this, 3 in every 5 farms are below 1 hectare, with an average area of 0.28 hectare per family. Ireneo Cirilla, Policy and Advocacy Officer of the National Movement of Farmers Associations, known locally as PAKISAMA, said his fondest wish for small farmers like himself is for them to have land. Lack of land in the hand of food producers, he said, is the first and most important issue they face.
Ang pangarap ko lang naman, simple lang. Ang pangarap ko, magkaroon sila ng sariling lupa. Dahil yun ang patent.
My dream is straightforward. For farmers to have a land. It is the life of every farmer. We must be supported in our livelihood and be allowed to exercise ownership to seeds.
Sila nang may-ari. Tapos,
the government must also have processing of our harvest in order for our crops to have value added.
Mula sa kanayunan mismo ay yung byproduct ng mga produktong mag-
Ireneo added insufficient government support in terms of farm inputs, post-harvest facilities, and product marketing remains a problem. They have worked with the government for decades to solve these problems, but as the land ownership issue shows, they are not getting solved. They are only getting worse. Ireneo said that although he and Ramos do not belong to the same farmers' organizations, he is Ramos' friend and wishes him the best in his candidacy. He said he hopes other farmer leaders, such as celebrated farmer Roberto Ballion, also announce their candidacy.
May magagawa tayo at kaya natin ito.
We are not helpless and we can do it. Our demand, land for farmers and those who till them, and not to the few elite and foreign interests.
Lokal na produksyon ng pagkain sa bansa, pangunahin ang bigas at mais bilang staple food natin. Presyo ng bigas ibaba sa 25 pesos kada kilo.
Strengthen local food production in the country, particularly rice and corn that are our staple food.
Secretary Tio Laurel, ano ang ating sigaw? Presyo ng bigas?
But our elections, controlled and dominated by land and water resource grabbers, be able to solve the deep-rooted problems of Filipino farmers? Ireneo's aspirations and Ramos' speech have no answers, just unwavering hope. Joint production between Kodaw and the Pambansang Ilocano Samahang Magsasaka, Pakisama, supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for the UN Decade of Family Farming, in partnership with AMARC Asia Pacific and ComDev Asia.